But first, a County Durham family whose son died after falling from a balcony in Greece say they're still waiting to find out the results of DNA tests taken by the Greek authorities 18 months ago. Our reporter David Rhodes joins me to explain more. Just remind us a little more about the history of this story.
Christopher Rochester died in June 2000 after falling 40 feet from a balcony in Greece. When his body was returned, it was missing a kidney. At the family's insistence, the Greek authorities did eventually send a kidney back, but private DNA tests paid for by the family showed it wasn't his. The Greeks then demanded further DNA samples from Christopher's body, and so it was exhumed a year and a half ago to provide them with those samples. Since then, the family have heard nothing back.
So as you say, it's been 18 months now since their son was exhumed. What is the family saying?
Yes, Christopher's stepfather, George Cummings, has told us that a year and a half is too long to have to wait for a response, and he can only assume the silence is because the family have been proven right.
If the results had come back in the Greeks' favour, we would have heard a long, long time ago. We would have heard probably 6 weeks after the exhumation what those results were. The fact that we've heard nothing just proves beyond doubt that the results have come back in our favour.
So have the family really heard nothing from the Greek authorities for the last year and a half?
Well, Mr. Cummings told us that the Greeks have finally contacted them through the Foreign Office, but not with the news they wanted.
Durham Police have requested the results. Kevin Jones, an MP, has requested the results, and we've all been given absolutely nothing. And then the Greeks contacted us through the Foreign Office to state that they would only release the results to the family if the request was made properly through a solicitor.
So are they now organising that solicitor's letter?
Yes, the family's local MP, Labour's Kevin Jones, has told BBCT's that he's now involved with that process.
Well, the frustrating thing about this case is the fact that the Greek authorities asked for the exhumation and DNA test. They're now refusing to make public the actual results. So I've written to the Greek authorities, and I've also got a solicitor to write for me for the family to look, you know, to get the actual test results, but it's just what's been the case in this is that it's just been years and years of prevarication and delay, and it's very cruel on the family.
And he's promised us he'll speak again to the Greek ambassador in January about the case.
What I will be doing, I shall be trying to see the Greek ambassador again in the new year to see whether he can move things on, because this, the family quite rightly need closure on this. This is the last piece of in this very tragic tale. And I just think it's very cruel on the Greek authorities to have strung this out so long, because clearly the Mrs. Cummings and the family want closure, and if they can actually get these results, it will be closure on what has been a nearly 12, 13-year struggle.
That's Labour MP Kevin Jones, who says he'll keep fighting until the family of Christopher Rochester get the answers they want from the Greek authorities about why their son's kidney was removed following his death in Greece in the year 2000.